Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, beautiful humans. I am back with another episode. I'm so excited. I just had lunch. I have a little bit of my leftover coffee from this morning, and I had some time before one of my own mentorship calls. So I thought I would dive in because I've talked about this on Instagram, but I haven't really brought it to the podcast. And actually, that being said, I don't think we've shared this link in a while, but we do have a What Would Liv Do form where you can submit questions that I'll answer on the podcast. It's very much a literally what would Liv do. So you can submit your question, any little bit of like relevant backstory, whatever, and then I will answer it on the podcast. And as always, if you get value out of these episodes, if you learn something, I would love for you to A, rate and review it. And if you do so, we do have a gift for you. So just take a screenshot before you hit submit and just send it to me on Instagram or email it to assistant@keepupwithliv.com. And we have a credit for you to come into my world so you can leverage that. It's essentially live cash, so you might as well do it. And also share it with your friends, your family, post it on your stories and tag me. I love to see it. Or even just sending me a DM that you listened to, you know, a certain episode and you really loved XYZ. I love to hear from you. So with that being said, we are going to dive into how I pivoted in my business without an income dip. All right. This is going to be super like off the cuff and casual because I think, like I said, it allows me to go deeper on the podcast than I can on Instagram. So for those of you who don't know or have maybe just found me, I've obviously pivoted my business in the last, I want to say, is it almost three? February to March, April, April to May. Like, so yeah, almost 3 months now, 2.5, 3 months. And we pivoted. And a lot of people would take a pivot in their business and they would feel heavy or they would go into lack or they would create limitations like, what if it doesn't work? What if my income dips? What if no one follows me? What if no one signs up? You know, or maybe even the fact that like business is going quote unquote well, right? Because let's be honest, I've had a successful business. And so the pivot wasn't completely out of left field. Like it makes sense. I'm not, you know, switching to knitting sweaters for cats, which I've like never done before or talked about, but it's like a natural evolution and pivot away or like more away from like the health symptoms into really mastery of energetics and nervous system as it comes to business and money. And then of course, supporting the human behind the scenes as well in terms of like the physical body. Cause if that's off the cuff, the money and the business won't do well anyways, but it's definitely a pivot, right? And like I said, I still built a seven-figure business being successful. So this pivot wasn't out of, you know, something that had failed, but it was from a soul desire. It was from a, I don't even say more than a soul desire, being heavily pushed spiritually into that. And it just got to a point where I could no longer go in between. I had to pick a lane, and I'm so glad that I did because like just the lightness in and of itself, let alone also the success that followed has been extraordinary. So remember, I didn't play into any of those limitations. So my ability to really speed up results in my life and in my business is because I was unwavering, right? I just didn't have like a good mindset. Like, okay, like I hope, you know, that the income doesn't dip. I hope it doesn't happen, but like fear is like lingering behind the scenes. And then I have to do a bunch of mindset practices to feel good and leaking energy through that, having to manage my mindset during, you know, a pivot in my business, especially during a time where people are like, quote unquote, the economy, you know how it is, people aren't buying. And I'm like, So I didn't engage in any of that. No limitations. No, you know, what if it doesn't work? What if I income dips? But is this the best time to be pivoting? But this is what's happening. Like, none of that. I was like, we create our reality. I am unwavering. We are going to pivot. And not only are we not going to have an income dip, we are going to grow. So of course the results matched. And I actually discovered this by accident. I wasn't like looking, but I happened to notice while I was doing my tax stuff, I went to go into Stripe and I happened to notice like where we are for this year compared to last year. And I was like, oh, wow, we're up for the year. So that I think is honestly worth this whole episode because so many people I see fear making moves in their business or doing things because of a quote unquote income dip and or they don't know how to transcend an income dip. And the dip becomes something that lasts months, years. They start, you know, wavering because they have all this external noise from people outside of them of things like, well, the economy, well, this. And it's like, well, if that were true, it would have to be true for everyone. But why is it not true for everyone? And how can you embody and learn what they're doing? Because it's not the case for everyone. And so like, that's the unwavering mindset I've had of like, no, that is some people's experience, but that's not going to be mine. And then that's what happened. Because when your mindset is unwavering, you are really able to make the moves without the fear, right? You do the damn thing that is pulling you forward and your soul is calling you to do. Right? People could have said, but like, oh, like the business, you know, mentorship money, like that's such a saturated space. Like a lot of people talk about that. But no one talks about it like I do. No one does it like I do. And I'm convicted in that, right? I have that unwavering stance. Like I know it in my body because how you respond during these moments will dictate how long you stay there, right? So if I had created that limitation or story that like, oh, I'm going to pivot. So now it's going to take all this time for me to, you know, make as much money and or grow or for people to see me as an authority or for this or for that. Like all this contraction, right? None of that feels expansive. All of that feels heavy, feels dense. I don't do any of that because when you become someone who isn't just good until something happens, you are able to collapse time. These pivotal moments, I can't tell you, are key. It's one thing to be unwavering when it's easy, when you're having your highest month ever and the DMs are flooded with soulmate clients and everyone's validating you and, you know, all of these things. But to be unwavering when it does not make sense, to be unwavering before you have the proof, that's a whole different game. Like you are literally playing in a different realm. Also, why we are doing this? Because I love playing in other realms. I love playing in the quantum. So we are bringing that because one of the things I love doing with my clients is helping them create like a boatload of money. I was going to say something else. We'll say a boatload of money in a relaxed and easeful way. But you have to be someone who can stay stable through everything because that is directly reflected in your business. The business remains stable and sustainable and your income grows. But that all is a factor of you. If you're wobbling all over the place, so is your income. So is your business. For a lot of us, we are our businesses. If it's not like you specifically that's, you know, providing the service, let's say you have a product-based business, you're still probably the CEO. So if you waver, it's a downstream effect. This is the importance. I don't like so many people do not realize that it's not the latest Instagram reel strategy or, you know, using ManyChat to respond to the comments so that it drives here. Like it's not that if your mindset is wobbly, right? You need to be solid no matter what. That is how I pivoted without an income dip, right? Your next level of income comes from becoming the woman who is unwavering. The areas where you still wobble, those are adding up to why things aren't doubling, but easily could be. And what happens is people normalize ups and downs in their mindset as quote unquote being human, No. First of all, no such thing as normal. It's in a whole other tangent. But when you normalize ups and downs in your mindset, that will determine how fast your income expands or doesn't, or whether you experience a dip and how long it lasts. Because you also then have to spend so much time managing your mindset that you're not able to leverage that time and energy to grow and scale your company and also feel relaxed and chill and, you know, just vibing on life. Because you spend like 4 hours a day just getting your mindset in a good space. Or you only feel good until something happens. And that roller coaster is exhausting, right? Of being up and down and up and down. But when you know how to stay stable through everything, you become someone whose income expands. You become someone who either doesn't have a dip, or if it dips slightly, it doesn't last long, right? You don't go into stories, limitations, make it mean anything. And you're able to leverage it to easily create momentum because you are internally solid. So it is one thing, A, not to waver and so you don't create an income dip. It is another to be able to leverage those moments to create more momentum. Then you are playing in a whole different ballgame. That's a whole different dimension you are playing in. Because when you are someone who is solid, you're actually able to leverage it. But how can you access leveraging it if you're just trying to like remain solid and remain good and have your mindset believe in something? You actually don't have the space to leverage it to create momentum. And it requires so much of your capacity just to feel good. Right? This doesn't mean that you don't process challenging moments. I think that might be another like myth. Being someone who doesn't like normalize ups and downs in their mindset doesn't mean there aren't challenging moments. It means that you process them at rapid speed, like that you are a fast processor, and it doesn't allow external events to waver how you view life, business, or money. Right? Those moments don't change how you move and how you show up. You don't have an income dip and then stop, you know, selling or stop feeling confident in your product or feel like your worth or your worth or your work isn't good enough. You don't then stop investing in mentorship. Right? It means that in those challenging moments, it does not waver how you view life, business, or money. So it doesn't dictate how you move and how you show up. But so often, the reason that things do happen, that challenging moments become more than just a moment, is because it does dictate how you move and how you show up. It changes how you view life, business, and money. And this is why, like, I cannot stress enough, like, being unwavering, if you are a business owner, it's pretty much not optional if you want to, like, really grow and have massive success. Right? So that when a client defaults on payments, you're unconcerned to make new sales daily. But if you're someone who's freaking out every time a client defaults on a payment, that is not a match for the success you want. Right? If no one is buying at the start of your launch, do you spiral or do you barely notice because you're able to stay neutral and double down on what you need to do to increase sales? Remember what I was saying, you can't leverage it if you can't access that part of your brain because you're getting dysregulated because you're wobbling, right? Maybe people around you speak in lack and fear around money. When you're unwavering, their scarcity bounces off you and you trailblaze ahead with conviction. Literally, scarcity bounces off me. It is not a frequency that like will get in. And that's the thing people don't realize is that if you were unwavering, you wouldn't wobble at all. So if you are wobbling in any area around like money or business, that's because there's still work for you to do on that. And if there's still work you have to do to manage your mindset and you've been doing work on the same thing, that means the work you are doing is not working. And becoming unwavering is not, you know, affirming 100,000 times, I am solid, I am solid, I am unwavering, money comes back to me tenfold, whatever it is. If that were true, we'd see a hell of a lot more people being unwavering. If that were true, we'd see a hell of a lot more people being able to either transcend or avoid an income dip or like limitations and conditionings like I was talking about before. What if it doesn't work? That might slow other people down. But when you are unwavering, you operate beyond limitations. You do the damn thing so you don't lose momentum and your income is not only stable, but grows. Do you know how easily it could have been for me to be like, what if it doesn't work? Instead of just deciding with certainty that it would work. It wasn't even like just probable. Like there was no thing in my mind where like, oh, there's a likelihood. I'm like, no, it is certain. It is written in these stars. It is certain. Is it inevitable? I can see it. I can feel it. I can smell it. I can taste it. I can touch it. And the results matched. Because it's in those moments you waver that shift how you move and show up, which has a direct effect on how your income expands or doesn't. When your mindset isn't conditional on all of these things outside of you, when it doesn't waver based on external events, you have a solid foundation to expand like wildfire. You get off the roller coaster of ups and downs and you become the woman who compounds growth in your business regardless of anything that comes up. And isn't that a superpower? Because let's face it, things will happen in business. This is not me saying everything is sunshine and rainbows always in business. There will be challenging things that come up in your business. There will be things that happen outside of you. But if you're always compounding growth, regardless if anything comes up, how amazing is that? Economies, whatever, doesn't matter. You grow. People are in lack, doesn't matter. You grow. This is happening, doesn't matter. You grow. I want you to really let that sink in. Imagine being the woman who always compounds growth in your business, regardless of anything that comes up. Doesn't mean if you're fighting with your partner, business grows. You get divorced, business grows. You have kids, business grows. Kids get sick, business grows. Family member gets cancer, business grows. Really let that sink in. That is a superpower. And that is something that like everyone needs. Because it's always working. I should maybe make a pod, because I've alluded to that all before. I should make a whole, I was gonna say a whole podcast. Maybe it should be a whole series. Maybe it's a whole program. Program called It Was Always Working. Maybe it should. Maybe there'll be a masterclass or a program called It Was Always Working. Yeah, it probably should. That'll be fun. One day we're gonna throw that into the ether and then it'll drop down and we'll let you know when that's coming. But it was always working. You just needed to be the one who was unwavering instead of the one who wobbles when you're met with a challenging moment. Because on the other side of that moment was the proof of it working. But most people operate under, I will move like that when, or I'll do that when. When the money comes in, then I'll invest like this. When I'm at this K months, then I'll have this business model. When I'm at this, then I'll charge that month. When I see the clients coming in, then I'll do that. When I see the proof, then. This waiting frequency keeps you in the loop of where you are instead of where you desire to be. Do you notice how in this story, I did not wait? I didn't wait to be affirmed that I should make this pivot. I didn't wait for the evidence to be in front of me before I pivot. In fact, it wouldn't be if I had been waiting. And I can't tell you how often I see people waiting for the proof instead of being the one who goes and gets the proof. I never would have been able to pivot and grow if I had been waiting. Never. I don't wait. I lead myself first and I go no matter what. I lead myself whether people are following me or not. Because people followed me. Not everyone who followed me before for like, you know, health stuff. And I'm actually going to do a small side tangent. I even evolved from healthy recipes to like health symptoms and like nervous system work and, you know, releasing trauma and all that. There are people who didn't follow me from healthy recipes to that. There are people who didn't follow me from health symptoms to business and money. Some, sure. But some, no. That's perfect. But can you imagine if I had waited like, okay, guys, are you coming with me? Like, validate me that this is the right decision. No, I go whether they come or not because I'm going for me and for the people that I'm moving for. And the people who I'm for will come with me, and that's beautiful and that's perfect. And if that's not you, that's perfect and beautiful as well. But I led myself here before I had the proof, which is why I have the proof. I led myself where most people stop. I led myself here through everything. And that's why I have the success that I do. I am unwavering, not just when it's easy, but in the moments where it counts the most. And when you become that, not just think about becoming it, not just affirming that you are that person, but you actually become the woman who was unwavering. You recode your system into someone who always compounds growth in your business, regardless of anything that comes up. It is not a belief that you are that woman. It is a knowing that you are that woman. It is something you know in your body, but that knowing has to be built, and it is built based on how you move. That's where I am where I am. That's where my clients are where they are. They and we keep going when you decided to stop. When you took yourself out of the game and you started to be in the waiting frequency, which keeps you where you already are, not where you desire to go, right? Where are you wavering in how you move that is actually not a match for the money and the clients that you desire? Because once unwavering becomes part of who you are, when you simply exist that way, watch how things start to shift around you. Imagine a world of business where you are unfazed by challenges and are always a match to receiving more because you are solid internally. So that even when you're moving to a new edge, or you're making a pivot, or you're learning a new skill set and you're expanding, you are able to easily move through it and leverage it to expand faster than ever versus collapsing under the weight of it. This is what we do inside Unwavering. This is my signature mindset program where you learn the exact energetic shifts to build an unwavering mindset so that you can be the woman who always compounds growth in her business regardless of anything that comes up. And as we can see, that's a superpower because this is the area where there is no more playing into the limitations of what you can have, dipping into it's not working, managing your mindset, fear of an income dip, spiraling into worst case scenarios. Instead, you're grounded when challenges arise. You build wealth every day. You create potent results. You scale from a relaxed place because you're chill. You're not dipping or spiraling and having this response. You have this overflow of space to build momentum from because you're not spending time managing your mindset, which means income dips either don't happen or you don't have them last long. You're transcending them. You're ready to expand to your next level. You're ready to blow things up. You can feel it in your body. I'm feeling it. That's why I'm so like on fire, because I can feel all of you listening to this, right? You're doing quote unquote all the things, maybe a little bit of the many chat stuff, this real strategy, but it's not adding up to the results that you desire. And that's because there are places where your mindset is still wobbling, and that's why you aren't. So by diving into and cleaning up these places, you will create exponential results in your business. There is a difference between a good mindset and an unwavering one. And that difference is what's between you and where you desire to be. And like I said, how magical it is that doesn't matter what's going on around you, family member being sick, the economy, people buying differently, receiving hate and projections, kids requiring your time. Like maybe you also want to vibe on life. Like you just want to be relaxed and chill and not stressing. You remain solid and your results in business match. This is not something that you're born with. It's not like having blue eyes. It is something that is built, and we are going to build it together. So with that being said, I love you guys so much, and I will see you in the next episode.